new game. How much of that was just correctable, self-inflicted wounds, in your opinion?
I would say 90% of the explosive plays was somebody not doing their job, you know. So almost more than half of it, you know what I'm saying, was self-inflicted. Like, it was we caused it, you know. Not taken away from, you know, like them having good players, you know what I'm saying, but it just come down to us, you know, executing.
Does that give you a more positive mindset when you see that it's stuff that you guys think, oh, I could easily just, you know, fix that and move it on to the next week rather than something that you feel as if you were really, you know, overmatched by?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's much easier said than done, you know. It's been a lot of, you know, kind of the same reoccurring problems, but, you know, like I said before, it's, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, we just got to, you know, take pride in it, take pride in the performance at the end of the day.
Road, how much harder is it when you have freshman safeties and guys who are just doing this for the first time versus somebody like yourself?
Yeah, you know, like I say, well, like I was told when I came in, you know, once you're on the field, we don't really look at it as, you know, as classification no more because, like, you're out here. And really, you know, as freshmen playing early, you're lucky to play early, but, you know, you just got to be on point, like, as if you're a vet. So, but, I mean, you know, all those factors do play a part in it, you know, like, communication at a young age, you know, the guys 17, 18 years old, you know, and it's flying around. So I just try to do my best, you know, keep them going, you know, level head and stuff like that.
I mean, when you went back to your freshman year, how hard is it to adjust to the speed of a game, a high-level game like LSC with high-level athletes when you're a freshman and a sophomore? What's that like?
Yeah, it's really fast, you know. You go from playing guys in high school, you could, you know, lose a step, you know, maybe not play the best of technique and still make the play, but at this level, you know, you one step off, it could go for six, you know.
What has allowed him to kind of take his game to the next level? I don't know if he realized he did. He could become the first 1,000-yard receiver at Florida since 2002, which, given all the great players, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, me personally, I feel like Ricky would get to 1,000. What are you at right now? He probably got like one more. Yes, yeah, he'd definitely get that, no doubt. But Ricky's a great player, you know, just the way he approaches the game, like his preparation, just his work ethic, you know, that's what makes him a great player.
Has he elevated his game this year, you think?
Yeah.
In what way?
I would just say being confident and more consistent in himself, you know, just more consistent with his game and more confident in himself.
Personally, you, on a personal level, I know it's not about you, but you are keeping track of what you're up to. And
yeah. Well, for me personally, you know, I try to make every play that comes my way. I mean, I'm sure every guy says that, but, you know, I try to, you know, fly around as much as I can and, you know, make every play that comes my way. You know, that's what I kind of take pride in, and being consistent. That's what I try to do every game.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I would say for the most part, yes, sir.
A week ago, you guys had to go against Neighbors and Thomas.
And now you're going up against Luther Burden and Theo Weiss. Would you talk about the challenge of those receivers compared to the ones you had last week, maybe?
Yeah, last week, yeah, we had, you know, those guys are, you know, first round, second round type of guys, you know, those are good players. And this week we have another group of receivers that can go too. And, you know, like I said earlier, it comes down, you know, winning your one-on-one matchups and taking pride in your performance. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to you or him, you know. And, you know, as a leader, I guess I say, of like a struggling secondary, you know, like, these are the type of talks that we got to have as a unit, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, enough becomes enough. Like, we got to, you know, we got to make plays, you know?
How much is that getting a bowl game still a motivation for you guys and players, something you guys talk about, getting that win?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you're a real competitor and, you know, you like winning, you know, the winning, like, the bowl games come with winning, you know, and me, like, you know what I'm saying? I love winning, and I'm sure, like, you know, most of the guys in there, we all want a ball game, you know, but, you know, it comes with a win, so we got to win. You know, that's at the end of the day. We just got to win.
Competing and pride as a group, as a unit, have the last couple of weeks been embarrassing for the defense?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Given your injuries, I mean, you've had some struggles going back to high school. What's just how gratifying is it?
Regardless of the fact, you know, it's a blessing, you know, all the things like I've been through, you know, and still able to, you know, keep going. Yeah, it's a blessing, you know, when you look at it from like that standpoint, for sure.
Do you keep, I don't think you have, like, you know, hardware put in your body
Yeah. Nah, I ain't getting no screws or nothing like that. Nah. I mean, I got scars. That's it. That's all I need. Yeah. I'll just say, you know, that shows a bit of versatility, you know. At the next level, you know, me personally, I feel like, you know, I can play kind of anywhere in the secondary, and I was able to show, you know, like, just that versatility. So, I mean, I guess it has some benefits to it, for sure.
Ricky mentioned that he had gotten a Shrine Bowl invite. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten any contact from those games?
No, not yet. Sure.
Do you or anyone else on the team speak with Tyron Hopper a chance?
Tyron?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like my best friend. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time. That's all we do. Yeah, I believe so. I think his ankle is messed up, but he ain't gave me real no definite answer yet. But I know he was in the boot the other day or whatever, but I don't know. He might go, he might not. I'm going to see, though. I'm definitely going to find out. Yeah, Travez going. Yeah, he playing this week. But yeah, I talked to Travez the other day, actually, but I talked to Hopper, like, actually yesterday, so. I know them boys got, a little triple on the shoulder. You know, they're trying to make every play, you know. Especially with Travez being here last year, you know. I know he's going to be trying to fly around, you know. But I like us.
Games. How many have you played in?
I done played in, like, two. I say my freshman year at Missouri and Vanderbilt last year.
Is it kind of a shock to the system, or is it no big deal?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, if you want to play the next level, you bound to play in the cold. So, like, at the end of the day, it's football. You know, like, got to come ready to play, regardless of the fact. Like, yeah.
Said that when they have a friend on the other roster that can kind of make them, you know, give them a little bit of an edge and make them want to play a little bit harder. Do you feel that at all when you know someone in the other team that you want to kind of show out in front of?
Yeah, I do feel that. But, like, at the end of the day, you know, I do this for me, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's kind of what I do it for. But, like, yeah, for sure, that's always in the back of the mind. Like, yeah, let me – yeah, for sure.
Next week, but have you – I mean, you've been here 4 years. Will you do, like, senior day stuff next week?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And then have you put any thought into – do you have another year of eligibility coming back or what you'll do next year?
You know, I haven't really thought too hard on it yet, but, yeah, I'll be doing senior day, but, I don't know yet as far as, you know, my plans.
Emotions about, you know, this possibly being your last couple of games, what it's meant to be a Gator all these years and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I definitely love being a Gator. I take pride in being a Gator. I definitely miss this place, you know, when my time is up, you know, so, you know, I just hope to win out and become bowl eligible, for real.
Sharif just improve throughout the season, just his awareness and his work ethic habits, you know, in practice. How much have you seen him improve throughout the year?
Yeah, Sharif, you know, he does a good job of, you know, coming to practice every day and just looking at ways to get better. He's going to be a real good player in the future. I mean, it sucks, like, he didn't get too much, you know, time this year, but he's definitely going to be, like, one of those guys. And I just appreciate him, you know, showing up every day, you know, going to work. But he's definitely up and coming.